Online security and online access for people with disabilities have collided in some ways. And many of the most common web practices for ensuring a user is actually human can be very difficult to use if you've got a disability. For example, techniques like CAPTCHA, which require users to type in a distorted word or symbol, can be impossible for the blind. To remedy that, the General Services Administration's 18F tech team recently held an accessibility hackathon. They want to find a way to keep .gov sites secure and make them more accessible. Nick Bristow is an 18F innovation specialist working on this problem, and he joins me now. Nick, good morning. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, so what are the features that you're looking at that you want to either improve or do away with or replace?
Well, we were looking at several different issues with accessibility. But really what we were trying to do is bring together a diverse group of people to come and try to define what the biggest issues are in the accessibility community. We looked at, what we ended up doing is we ended up looking at several different areas. We ended up looking at issues with development tools for testing 508 as people are developing new sites and technologies, that kind of thing, issues with social media that the government is using more and more of, policy issues, and really just to start a dialogue between federal people and industry people and the disabled community.
So is this all predicated on the fact that web technologies and things people do online have expanded a lot in the last few years, and maybe the 508 compliance just hasn't kept up?
508 compliance is a vague and all-encompassing kind of standard. I think the development technologies that we're using to really ensure compliance throughout a project, maybe that isn't keeping up as much, and we don't have maybe the technical standards defined for 508 at this point.
All right, so tell us what the hackathon was looking to do then.
The hackathon was looking to try and to develop some solutions that we could take from this hackathon and move forward and maybe spawn some additional projects for. So some of the projects that we got worked on was we had Twitter images. Twitter images right now, you can't use a screen reader and look at them and have the screen reader tell you what is in there because Twitter doesn't allow you to tag those images. So, you know, if you're a government agency, you know, tweeting images and whatnot, the blind aren't going to know what you're, you know, referencing. So we looked at actually fixing that, going around Twitter's API, which doesn't let you actually tag it. We looked at the CAPTCHAs, as you mentioned. We had a lot of great work done with user authentication. So, you know, as you mentioned, the CAPTCHAs is that little box with the squiggly text that's hard to read. As you said, blind people can't use that. So there is an alternate method, and it's usually not the best. It's usually an audio recording. So instead of having to input a distorted image, they're inputting based on a distorted audio, which cuts out the blind deaf community. So we had one team at the event actually develop a different kind of CAPTCHA based solely on your camera and based on text on screen or audio that was presented to the user. They could have them do different actions in front of the camera and authenticate the user. So that was pretty incredible to have a team do that in such a short time.
You mean like wave your head three times or something of that nature?
Exactly. Look to the left, look up, look down, hold up your hand. It was a rough prototype, but this was done in a couple of hours.
And I've also noticed, just to continue for a moment on the CAPTCHA theme here, that sometimes instead of having the distorted graphic of letters, they'll have a picture of some obscure mailbox somewhere with a number on it. Are those any better in some manner for people with disabilities?
Not really, no. I mean, you run into the same issue where you can't, how a blind person interacts with the web and images and that kind of thing is through a piece of metadata on that image that tells their screen reader, what the image is. So when you're trying to authenticate a user and make sure it's not a bot, you can't put that text in there because a bot is just going to be able to read it and get right past it. So it has the same exact issue as that squiggled text.
Sure. We're speaking with Nick Bristow. He's an 18F innovation specialist at the General Services Administration. So now you've got a basket of ideas, a couple of which you just described for us. What happens now? How do you get these developed into or productized, if you will?
Well, we have to keep going. We have to hold more events like this, and we have to kind of encourage the different agencies and groups to take these ideas and move forward with them. We are, at 18F, we take some of these ideas and, try to make them full products. It's not something that 18F is going to do alone. Our partners, one of the partners we had for the hackathon was DC Legal Hackers, and as they said, it's going to take a policy summit and more events like this to really get the ball rolling on these projects.
Because there's a pretty good constituency within the federal government to make sure that people with disabilities have that access. Was that community involved here, or are they working with you on this?
Absolutely, yeah. We had NIDAR, a partner with us, the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, and we had the NFB, the National Federation for the Blind. They came to the hackathon, and actually we had a panel done by the Access Board. We had the NFB speak, and probably the most helpful thing from the hackathon is we had a good representation from the NFB come and actually get to talk to all the 508 coordinators that came to the hackathon, all the developers, and work with everyone and provide input about the solutions that we were trying to develop to, so we could say, is this actually an issue you guys are dealing with? How helpful would it be? That kind of thing. Their input was invaluable. It was incredible, and we are really grateful to have them there, and we'll be working with them more in the future.
And I just wanted to ask you about the mobility aspect here as more and more federal websites become mobilized, or they have those responsive types of sites that know when someone's coming in through a mobile device. Right now, authentication on mobile devices is either a password that you type in with your thumbs or a thumbprint, and you can see where that could be difficult for people with disabilities. What are you looking at on the mobility front for keeping 508 and just general accessibility for those with handicaps?
The mobile, mobile to your desktop is not as different on the tech side as you might imagine. Pretty much anything you can do on a desktop PC in terms of 508 kind of carries over to mobile. Their browsers are so advanced at this point that all these same techniques we can do. Maybe not the video, but that's just another solution that we're going to need to work on going forward.
All right, so you expect to see some products maybe in the next year or so? That's safe to say?
Oh, absolutely. We had products being demoed that weren't developed during the hackathon for doing different things like CAPTCHAs there that are very close to being implemented.
And is there a next event scheduled for developing more of these things?
It's not yet. It's in the pre-planning phase. We hope to do another one soon.
All right. Nick Bristow is an 18F innovation specialist at the General Services Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.